Chapter 4. At intervals during the first night of Eliza's incarceration in the pen, she complained bitterly of Jacob Brooks, her young mistress's husband. She declared that had she been aware of the deception he intended to practice upon her, he never would have brought her there alive. They had chosen the opportunity of getting her away when Master Barry was absent from the plantation. He had always been kind to her. She wished that she could see him, but she knew that even he was unable now to rescue her. Then would she commence weeping again, kissing the sleeping children, talking first to one, then to the other, as they lay in their unconscious slumbers with their heads upon her lap. So wore the long night away. And when the morning dawned, and night had come again, still she kept mourning on, and would not be consoled. About midnight following, the cell door opened, and Birch and Radburn entered with lanterns in their hands. Birch, with an oath, ordered us to roll up our blankets without delay and get ready to go on board the boat. He swore we would be left unless we hurried fast. He aroused the children from their slumbers with a rough shake and said they were damned sleepy, it appeared. Going out into the yard, he called Clem Ray, ordering him to leave the loft and come into the cell and bring his blanket with him. When Clem appeared, he placed us side by side and fastened us together with handcuffs, my left hand to his right. John Williams had been taken out a day or two before, his master having redeemed him, greatly to his delight. Clem and I were ordered to march, Eliza and the children following. We were conducted into the yard, from thence into the covered passage, and up a flight of steps through a side door into the upper room, where I had heard the walking to and fro. Its furniture was a stove, a few old chairs, and a long table covered with papers. It was a whitewashed room, without any carpet on the floor, and seemed a sort of office. By one of the windows, I remember, hung a rusty sword, which attracted my attention. Birch's trunk was there. In obedience to his orders, I took hold of one of its handles with my unfettered hand, while he, taking hold of the other, we proceeded out of the front door into the street in the same order as we had left the cell. It was a dark night. All was quiet. I could see lights, or the reflection of them.